410W Mobile. Happy Friday Eve.
But it sounds like we have a new Roger tone on the repeater.
It wasn't doing that yesterday afternoon.
Some I've heard it. I wonder if they've switched out the machines or just enabled it by accident.
I heard a couple of them talking about it yesterday, but it was the regular, you know, tone that I've always heard.
Tone is just slower now.
I liked it the other way. This weekend.
Halloween party with the kids on Saturday, so we'll be decorating. I've got some work on the house to do Friday night, and then we're going to decorate for our party on Saturday, and then, you know, the kids come back to their dad Saturday afternoon, so we'll have our Christmas Halloween party.
Got to take some stuff from the garage and put it in the shed and make room for the outdoor plants to get in the garage since it's getting a little bit cool. Got to put the rack on top of my car for our trip next weekend.
Slap yesterday for covering the cactuses because we have a potted cactus, but it's too big to carry inside now. So we're going to have to cover it with burlap for the winter and hope it makes it. It should be fine. Usually cactuses they can handle the cold. They just have to cover them to keep them from getting too frostbit. But, we got that on the list too. Where are you going next weekend?
Running up to, Central Kentucky to see the grandkids and that. So it's, where am I going? Mount Vernon, Kentucky.
Am I taking the camper up there or are you just going in the car?
Just gonna go in the car. I'm gonna stay at a KOA in one of their cabins and that, but we're just taking the car. That way I don't have to drag it all the way through all the mountains. And it's all uphill out of Tennessee into Kentucky.
I'd have some hills to climb going up that way.
It's weather, you know what I mean? And they have a big Halloween thing. They had it every weekend this month, so they'll have a big Halloween thing and that, so it'll be good.
And for the Halloween proper this year, so they're going to go trick-or-treating with their dad, but that's why we're having our party this weekend.
I remember when I moved into this subdivision, the first year Susan had to go out and get more candy, and I probably had, you know, 150 kids. Now we don't even get one.
And they...
Yeah, when we moved into this subdivision, every evening there'd be five or six battery-powered cars running up and down the subdivision, and now there ain't any. All those kids grew up and moved away.
But the same thing in our neighborhood in New York, you know, because all the, you know, we had like six or seven houses on the circle, and, you know, we all grew up, and now, you know, there were never any kids on that street again because, you know, people never move. And so, it's interesting to see neighborhoods develop over decades.
If you stay long enough, you can see it change, right? KN4 TFW.
Yeah, they're building a new subdivision behind us through the woods a bit, and it's going to be kind of like lower cost housing, a lot of duplexes and triplexes and stuff. And so I imagine there are going to be a lot of kids in that new neighborhood. They probably won't spill over into our neighborhood because there's no direct road between them, thank goodness. But, they'll have some lively trick-or-treating the first few years.
Between all the bigger subdivisions and the trunk-or-treat events and everything and that, it just, you know, took it away from our house.
About trunk-or-treating. I can see where, you know, I can see why they do it, but I think it takes away a lot of the fun of Halloween.
I can remember up north doing it once or twice in the snow.
With pickup trucks, put lights in the wheel wells.
You would do that. It just is bringing attention to it. It's a big distraction for the other drivers.
It also makes it really fairly easy to see that this guy has really bald tires and would never pass an inspection. It's very unsafe to have on the road.
Seeing the inspection back down here, it's like, man, some of these cars down here are trash.
Where I am, we have an inspection, but it's kind of a joke. I mean, you just pull into the place, you honk your horn, you flash your lights, you do your windshield wipers, and they pass you. They don't even look at anything else. I mean, they're supposed to look at tires and brakes and stuff, but the place I go, they don't even take a wheel off. They just, you never even get out of the car. You just get, you go in, and it takes less than, you know, 60 seconds, and then you're out.
We'd check the window tint, check the headlight angles and everything, and, you know, like you said, check the tires. Now with everybody either lowering them way down or jacking them way up, they can't be safe. I mean, a car like that probably wouldn't even pass, you know, to sell it on a lot.
These guys that jack their pickup trucks a foot and a half off the ground and still tow with it, you know, even with that high center of gravity, and they're just waiting to roll it over.
Is that Dave? Friday Eve,
KN4 TFW. Good morning, David. WTJKT Eric. How was that cup of coffee this morning?
It sounds like I was doing okay out there. I'm still a little bit groggy. I'm on my first cup of coffee, but I heard y'all talking and thought I'd jump in here and say good morning. Anybody heard Dude lately? I really haven't been in here a whole lot myself, but the times I have been, I haven't heard him.
Bad spot. Did you ask about Dude? He's been a couple of weeks, I don't think. I don't know what he's saying. Must be sleeping in.
Yeah, I heard him, I don't know. It's been, yeah, it has been several weeks, but I have heard him in the last few weeks.
Well, I got his phone number. I might give him a call this afternoon to see what's going on with him. He might, you know, starting to get cold. He might not want to get out there in that shop and play radio. So anyway, y'all pick it back up and I'll be drinking my coffee. KF4NXY.
See you this morning, Dave.
Dave, it's good to hear from you this morning, WTJKT. Speaking to myself.
Until I get to work, it's coffee pot's only like 10 feet away, so that'll work out.
Before I left the house this morning, but usually I wake up, I don't know why, but lately I've not been sleeping well. I've been waking up at like 2:30 or 3, so I've been getting up and having coffee and, you know, going down to the radio room and playing around for a couple hours before I leave for work, and I have time to have my second cup, you know, during that. So this morning I actually made it to like 4:15, so that's about almost my normal time, so I only had time for the one cup this morning.
And I usually do one there at the house, and then when it gets a little colder weather, I might take one with me. But like I said, the coffee pot's just right there, so I'll just grab me a couple of cups throughout the morning.
Early this morning, when I woke up at the house, it was in the low 40s, maybe even the high 30s. So definitely been running the heater and you know, trying to stay warm. I'm going to switch mode here.
44 over here on Lyman.
Mix up here. I'm up in Spartanburg.
Little bottom by the river right now. Looking down the shoulder of the road, all black clothes.
Rondo.
By the time you see him, it's like seriously way too late. He had this pretty good sized shoulder, and he was all the way over against the grass. Because I didn't see him until I was probably 50 feet on him.
I don't know why people take that kind of risk, but man, we got three tractor trailers blocking all three lanes here up in Spartanburg, and I think they're doing it for fun.
For those, it's got a governor on it, and they're only a half a mile an hour difference from the others.
And about 3 miles to pass the one in the middle lane.
If you don't have enough motor, you shouldn't be out there that far, you know, over in the middle, or, you know, camping out in the middle or being in the left, for sure.
I'm in the middle. I mean, middle lane's four camping, but yeah, left lane, no. Whether I want to get my self-driving back and pay the money for it.
You ain't missed it yet, right?
That's right, I really wish I still had it.
This thing had the, what do they call it, lane assist, and that, and it's like, yeah, I had to turn that thing off.
Get annoying sometimes, but it has really helped me a couple times. My lane keep and my adaptive cruise control and all the other things.
That all turned on. I can't believe buying a car with a feature and then you have to pay by the month to even use that feature. It's like, man, I just wish they'd go back to the simple way.
Super Cruise, it requires continuous maintenance, you know, because they always have to update the maps and update the software and stuff like that. So there is work that goes into that, and I understand, you know, paying a little bit for it. It's not, I mean, $25 a month, I mean, maybe it's a little high, but, you know, they do need to pay for the ongoing maintenance of it. So, I mean, I get it, but, you know, it used to be you bought software, and there were never any updates, but you never had to pay anything. I remember buying Deskmate and WordStar and all that stuff on my Tandy way back then, and there were no updates. There was never getting a new version. But, you know, now, you know, things are continuously updated and developed. So, you know, I understand the subscription model, but that takes some getting used to.
Got anything, man? Just taking updates, although it's aggravating on my work computer every time I turn around. It's like your company requires you to, you know, reboot. It's like, damn, I just turned it on.
That group policy change, you actually have to reboot Windows. Because for some reason, Windows can't do a group policy change it on the fly. It's got to reset itself.
I shut mine all the way down every night. You know, and I'll boot it up, and it'll come up, and it'll say, it requires a restart. Like, damn, I just restarted it.
Put it on, it logged into the domain and got the group policy changes, and then has to restart again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy this morning.
Quite got there yet. I'm still about a mile and a half out from the interstate.
Normal, but southbound, it's a big sea of taillights. Probably come up at a, let's see, there's a big water tank here. What's the mile marking here? Stand by. 68, 129.
Another mile, I'll be getting on at 66. I had an appointment at the dealership to get the oil changed yesterday. And that, man, it didn't take them 15 minutes.
What?
That means that they got it done that quick. They must have been ready to go.
The more money they make.
4 o'clock appointment, and that's the last appointment for the day. It's 4 o'clock.
Oh, so they just wanted to go home.
It says their service is open till 6, but the last appointment is 4. I'm at 66.
I don't know where I am. I'm a mile from 66.
And with all them trucks.
Oh, you can see it's pretty thick.
A little bunch of stuff.
40 miles an hour over here.
When they get all bunched up like that, that's when they're doing like 90.
Lid behind this truck to get some drafting going so I can run my heater more.
I saw a video the other day. It was from the cab of a cattle hauling truck, and another cattle hauler was passing them, and it was like, dang, they were already doing 90.
I'm still driving around with that roll of coax in the back of my car. I haven't had any time to do anything with it yet.
Works out that way. Life gets in the way of all your projects, right?
We have the Halloween party, so there's going to be nothing I can do. And I've got to fix a hole in the ceiling in the kitchen this weekend. So that's going to take some time. And then next weekend, we've got something else going. And I think even the following weekend, she's got something planned. So it might be like another month before I have a weekend where I can do anything with it. She's going to Texas for a work trip the week of November, like that middle week in November. I'm actually thinking about taking a few days of vacation from work while she's gone so I can just be home and do stuff.
Had like 50-something hours of vacation left. I finally booked it all, so and we got off for Veterans Day, so I took that Monday before it, and then I got the whole week of Thanksgiving, and then from Christmas Eve all the way to like the 5th.
Doing that Christmas Eve to the 5th, because we've got January 2nd off, day after New Year's, and then, you know, the 3rd and the 4th are Saturday and Sunday, so I'm going to, you know, New Year's Day, January 2nd, and then, you know, 3rd, 4th, and then from Christmas Eve. But I think I've got like 16 days left. I'm taking 3 days Christmas week, Thanksgiving week. So that leaves me with 10 days to burn between now and the end of the year. And what I normally do is I just, you know, punch out of work on like December 10th and just come back in January. But I don't think I can do that this year. So I'm going to try to take, I might take that week off while she's in Texas and just bum around the house and get caught up on my project.
Go ahead and maybe do a couple of projects. I got to get under the house and jack up. I got all the stuff to do, and I just got to get under there and brace up some joists. I got one floor that's sagging a little bit.
Jack it up and then put a sister in with it? Pick up a sagging joist, you can bolt another joist next to it with a series of lag bolts, and it's called sistering a joist. And it usually keeps it from sagging back down again.
A couple of those screw jacks. I think I'm going to use like a 6-by and go under the middle of like 3 or 4 joists and just put, you know, supports under it.
Entering method in my townhouse up in Philadelphia because I had a couple of sagging floors and it worked really well. And then I didn't have a post in the middle of my basement. But if you just got a crawl space or something, I guess you could leave the jacks under there. But yeah, if you've got a basement, then, you know, sometimes it's better to do the sister joist because then you don't have to have that post sitting there.
Like 2.5, 3 feet high at the most. I don't even think it's 3 feet.
Wait for it.
You know, one of them flat cap cinder blocks, one's about 4 inches thick, get it leveled up and get it set on it. Because the ground under there is like rock hard.
After a couple of months, but yeah, that should support it just fine.
Control, just no blue lights, just motoring on down through there.
A quick trip when I stopped for my coffee, I got water today, but yeah, he looked like he was having a rough morning.
There's an endless supply of people to stop out here for sure.
I'm not sure what's going on. I guess everybody's just excited about it being Friday Eve.
Cars getting on up here at the 75 from that quick trip. There's an endless string of them.
Head up at the mornings is also super busy all the time. So it's a very profitable business to be in, I think.
Then the company truck the other day gave me a low tire pressure. Like, I guess, you know, for the weather change or whatever, and it said it was low, but it had 54 pounds in it. I'm like, dang, that don't seem right, but dang, it took 70 in the back, and it's supposed to have 80, or 70 in the front and 80 in the back.
80 tires, they go to 80 PSI, you know, nominal pressure. 20 in the front and 80 in the back, too.
Never drove one like that. I know my truck calls for 43.
D, you know, load range D is up to 65 pounds, and then load range E is up to 80 pounds. So if you got something that's, you know, in the 40s, it's probably going to load range D. Out of your tire after the size marker, it'll be like, you know, 235, 75, 15 or something. And then it'll have like a 102T or 103T or something like that. That's the load range, and then you'll look up on a chart to see how many pounds that is.
We were up in North Carolina over the weekend. We went up there to Cashiers. First time I ever been up there trying to find some leaf color changes, but I think we were a little bit late.
we still have a lot of green, but it seems like a tree will just decide that it's going to turn brown one day and drop all of its leaves. It just, like, happens, you know, all of a sudden. It's not like a gradual thing like it used to be.
It was all the, I saw most of the poplar trees had already lost all their leaves.
They're shedding now, and we've got a maple in the back that's been shedding for a while. We had a lot of heat stress for that maple this year, and it dropped a lot of leaves during the summer, too. But it's getting so warm that I think the plants are just hanging on for a little longer, and then, you know, when they lose enough sunlight, they just suddenly drop all their leaves.
Talking about losing sunlight, that time change is, what, right after Thanksgiving, right?
November 2nd.
Do away with that.
Yeah, I wish we could just stay on daylight saving time year-round. I hate having that sunset so early. At 5:30 in the afternoon, so I'd much rather that be 6:30.
I know when the daughter lived up there in Alaska, it was like, man, the sun, around Christmas time, it didn't even come up till 11, and it was down by 2.
North in Alaska doesn't come up at all.
Far from there, but it was really weird. If you look down the end of her street, there was a house down on the end, and the sun would just come up on one side of it, go over the top of it, and go down on the other side. I mean, it just barely was up.
Yeah, my bucket list is to go up there and experience the 24-hour sun. One of these days, I'll get around to go up there and doing it.
In July one year, and the sun went down enough to say that it was officially down, but then it popped right back up. So, I mean, I never saw it got dark until I got back to Charlotte.
Weather has really thick blankets over their windows that they can put up to block out the sun.
I say they still got down into the 40s at night. Riding down the road and the sun's, you know, right there where you got to have your sun visor down, shining in your eyes, and you look at your watch and it says 11 p.m.
In a couple of days, I'd probably have a hard time going to sleep because if the sun is up, I'd like to be outside doing stuff.
But you can't tell what time it is by the sun up there, especially in the summertime, because, like I said, you just, you know, here you see it starting to get dark or whatever, and you know it's time to start going in, but dang, there you'd be riding down the road, and it's like, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and the sun's fully up.
Yeah, probably nothing beats being at the North Pole and being in a place where the sun doesn't move.
Get used to that the sun went around you. It was only ever up, you know, high enough for your sun visor to be down. It never went, you know, all the way across above you.
North Pole and the precise North Pole, the sun doesn't rise and set. It just stays in the same place all day, and it just moves slowly as the year moves. So, the sunrise and sunset takes a year up there at the North Pole, if I'm not mistaken.
Weird. Hey, I'm rolling down to the gates. I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome weekend there with the kids and get your projects done and be safe, and I'll try to catch you back here on Monday. KN4 TFW.
All right, Ken. Have a great weekend, and I'll catch you Monday next week. I'll let you know how it all goes. Have a great day and be safe. This is WTFW.